Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince. November the 5th, an ongoing path.
All this week, Derek considers how we should press on to spiritual maturity. Today he explains that there's no standing still or arriving in our spiritual journey. We've looked so far at four letter statements in the book of Hebrews. Now we turn to the fifth such statement, one that could be a new resolution for us. Hebrews 6 verse 1 reads, "Therefore, leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ, let's press on to maturity." Many Christians have the impression that in the Christian life, you can somehow arrive, reaching a point where you can settle down and say, "Now I'm here." But that's not true. To remain static in the mature spiritual life is almost impossible. As Proverbs 4 verse 18 says, "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day." The phrase, "the path of the righteous," isn't speaking about a specific believer or group of believers, but about each and every righteous person. Notice that righteousness is a path. It's not designed for standing still, much less for sitting down. As a path, righteousness implies motion, progress, and development. This path is like the light of dawn when we first come to know the Lord in his glorious fullness as Saviour and Lord. It's like the sun rising after the darkness, or like a dawn that comes to our hearts. But dawn isn't the end of God's purposes. It's just the beginning. When we're walking in the path of righteousness, the light should always be getting brighter. With every step, with each new day, the light should be brighter than it was before. Until the full day. That's our destination, the height of noonday. God isn't content for us to stop at anything less than the full brightness of the noonday sun. Dawn is our beginning point, the path is the way of progress, and the light gets brighter and brighter. But there's no stopping permitted until we reach the full day. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Lord, that you are leading me onward. I proclaim that righteousness is a path, and God expects motion, progress, and development on my part. I shall press on to maturity. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.